ליקוטי הלכס, יורדיה, חלק שני, הלכס ספר תורה, הלכה ד', פרגרף חף בייס. We dedicate the learning today, לילוי נשמס, ינטפרד ובס רבי שואריה, הריני כפרס משכבה, and for a complete רפואה שלמה for all those that need it, בסוייך שחר לישראל. We were speaking about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and now Rav Nosson Zal goes into Sukkos. וזה בחינה סוכס, שעוז יוצא מביסו לתוך הסוכו, ואחר כך חוזרו לתוך הבייס בשמיני עצרס, ועוז מסיים עם התוירו, וחוזרו למסחיל הנויסו. On סוכס, we leave our home and go into the סוכו, and spend those 7 days in the סוכו. Then we come back into our home on שמיני עצרס, and that's when we complete the Torah and go back to the beginning. והכל בחינה אחת. And Rav Nosson Zal says this is all connected. כי כבר מבואר שהתיקן של ראש השנה נמשך עד שמיני עצרת, כמבואר בכספי אריזל. We already mentioned earlier that there's a major process taking place that begins from Rosh Hashanah and is completed on שמיני עצרת שמחת תורה. וכל התיקון הוא בחינת ישחת שסכנה. And all of it revolves around this concept of renewal, a new beginning. Bechinas Chadesh Aleinu Shana Tova. We see that the prayer that we say on Rosh Hashanah is that Hashem should give us a new good year. Chadesh Daika. Note that word, Chadesh. V'alkein Tzorech Kol Echad L'Chadesh Gamez Kedushas Beisoi Shenimshach Mikedushas HaBeis HaMikdosh Al Yidei HaMezuzah Kanal. And therefore, each and every one of us has to renew our home, the holiness of our home, which draws its holiness from the Beis HaMikdash. And the way that we do it is through the mezuzah. Shekidusha zois nimsheches miklal ha-Torah. This holiness comes from the entire Torah. Shemascheles be-beis, which begins with the letter beis, shehu beis de Bereshis. That large base of the word Bereshis, Shehu Bechinas Roish Bayis, which the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the word Bereshis is composed of two words, Roish Bayis, the great house, referring to the Beis HaMikdosh. V'alkein Tzrichin B'chol Shona Achar Yom Kippur Lotzeis Mibesoi V'lichnes L'sukah Shehidira Sarai. And therefore, each and every person, after Yom Kippur, shortly after Yom Kippur, we leave our home and go into the sukkah, which is a temporary dwelling, shehi bechinas shoyresh kedushas habayis. And the sukkah is the source from which the house draws its holiness, because the Beis HaMikdash is called sukkah, sukkas sholem. Ki sukkah hu bechinas anane hakovod. Because we know, the Gemara tells us, that one of the reasons why we celebrate the holiday of Sukkot is to commemorate the 7 clouds that traveled with the Jews throughout the time we were in the desert. They're called Anane HaKovod. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ukvoid Hashem Nireh Ba'onam. The honor of Hashem was seen in the cloud. Shenimshach Me'atfila Bebechinas Din Shel HaBal Koyach. Which Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 8, in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on, there Rabbeinu Zal shows that as a result of the tefillah in the format of din, that the great tzaddik is mispalel, she'oisek bozeh b'chol Rosh Hashanah, which the tzaddik is involved in throughout Rosh Hashanah, and every year on Rosh Hashanah, k'mo shemavur sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, שמאלו הנני כבויד נמשכס הרוח נבואה מבין שני הקרובים. It's from those spiritual clouds, those holy clouds, that the divine spirit of prophecy came down and went between the two kruvim that were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Beis HaMikdosh, שנכנס לשום הכהן גדול ביום הכיפורים. Where the Kohen Gadol entered into there on Yom Kippur, k'mo shekosuv, ki be'onon eroel hakapoyres. As the Pasuk says, Hashem says, I will be seen in a cloud above the kapoyres. The kapoyres was the cover of the oroin in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. U'me'elu hu'anane kovoid shem shoresh hanavua. And it's from these special miracle clouds that accompany the Jews in the desert, which are the source of prophecy, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there on the Likutei Moran, Mishom Nimshach Kedushas HaSukkah. It's from these seven clouds that we draw the holiness of the Sukkah. Kama Shekosuv, Ki Basukois Hoshafti Es Bnei Yisrael. Hashem says the reason why the Jews celebrate the holiday of Sukkot is because I sat the Jewish people in Sukkot when they were traveling through the desert. Upirsh Rabbi Senezal, and the Gemara says in Masechtas Sukkah, Sheheim Anane HaKovoid, that the term Sukkot here refers to these holy clouds that surrounded the Jews as they traveled in the Midbar. V'alkein kisheyoytze me'asukkah, and therefore, after the holiday of Sukkot, when we go out of the Sukkah, oz daiko maschilin hatoyra mi'bereshis. The day after that, on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, is when we start over again. We start the Torah anew from the word bereshis, that large bays, the bayis. Ki haTorah shehi klolius ruach nevuah, because the Torah, which represents all of prophecy that comes from Hashem, nimsheches mikovoid. The Torah comes from kovoid. Kamo yishemavur sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likutei Moran, shehi bechinas sukkah, which is what the sukkah represents, shehi anane kovoid. The sukkah reminds us of these clouds that were called anane kovoid, that accompanied us. V'zeh shekosav ad marzal al posuk v'yakoiv nosa sukoisa v'yiven loy bayis. And this is tied in also to what Rabbeinu Zal writes in a very short chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 266. He quotes the posuk that Yaakov Avinu traveled to Sukkos and built a house, showing the connection between the sukkah and building the bayis. Nimtza, paragraph Chav Gimel, therefore we conclude, She'achar Sukkos b'yom Shmini Atzeres she'oz gmar hatikin shel Rosh Hashanah, that after the holiday of Sukkos is completed, on the day of Shmini Atzeres, which is what's going to be completing this whole process that began from Rosh Hashanah, she'yoytzim mishana she'ovra l'zois hashana chadosha, that whole process from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres is the transition from the previous year into the new year, she'ikr hatikun hischachus kanal. And as we stressed in the previous year, that the main focus is newness. V'al kein maschilin oz ha-Torah me'chodosh. And that's why we start over from the beginning of the Torah. We start the Torah anew. Ki ikr ha-hischachus hu hischachus ha-das v'ha-moyach shehu klolius ha-Torah k'dosha. Because when we talk about a person renewing themselves, the most important thing that we want to renew is our thinking, our sechel, our intellect, which comes from the entire Torah. Shetzrichin lahaskeloiso ato mechodosh. And every year, after this process, we start the Torah anew. V'alkein tzivoson Hashem Yisborach shegam kedushas bayis shelonu nechadeshos. And therefore, Hashem commanded us that just like on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we're starting the Torah anew from that base of Bereshis, so we're also renewing our homes. Ki oz b'Shmini Atzeres choizren v'nechnosen me'asukah l'toich habayis shelonu. Because on the holiday of Shmini Atzeres is when we're returning, leaving the sukkah and going back into our homes. V'yideizeh onu mamshichim kedushas beiseinu mechodosh lagamri. And through this, we are renewing the holiness of our home completely. Al yidei shiyatzonu mitoch habayis v'nechnasnu l'sukkah, as a result of the fact that we left our home, went into the sukkah, sheshom shoyresh kedushas habayis, that's the source of the holiness of the house, shehu kedushas ha-Torah, which is the holiness of the Torah, shemascheles bebeis, which begins with that letter beis, Umishom onu mamshichin kedushas habayis mechodosh. And it's from the sukkah, the Torah, that we draw new holiness into our home. Voz, achar yemei hasukkah, onu choizrim v'nechnosan otoich habayis mechodosh, bo'oysoi hayom shmini atzeres, shonu maschilin ha-Torah v'yatzma mechodosh. And then on Shmini Atzeres, we're going into our house again for the first time, in a sense, of the new year. And it's also when we're starting making a whole new start on the Torah, starting from that letter Beis of Bereishis, Ki HaKoil Echod, because it's all one. Our homes and the Torah and the Ruach Nevuah, all of this is one. V'alidei Kedushas HaSukah HaKdoisho, Anu Mamshichim Oleinu Koyach Kedusho HaElyona. And as a result of celebrating this holiday of Sukkot and sitting inside the holy Sukkah, we're drawing upon ourselves a divine holiness. Shegam b'chol hashana kula, b'chol eis sheyotz me'abayis l'chus, so that throughout the entire year, whenever we will leave our home to go outside, hein l'fisho kala, whether we're going out just for a short time, we're going to a store to get something, hein kisheyotzim be'zederech mamish, koroiv oirochoiv, or whether the person's going out on a trip, whether it's a trip to a place close by or far away, she'oz yogein aleinu kedushas hasukkah. By celebrating that holiday of Sukkot, starting the year off with this holiday of Sukkot, which involves leaving the home, going outside to a place of extraordinary holiness, that establishes a premise that throughout the entire year, whenever we're going to leave the house, we're able to connect to that holiness of the Sukkah. She'oz yogein aleinu kedushas hasukkah shibchinas anane akovoi, the holiness of the sukkah, which represents those special clouds, sheheginu al Yisrael be'sholch b'derech b'midbar, which protected the Jewish nation throughout the whole time that we were traveling in the desert, shalideze yia haderech v'hatiltul sheyoitz in chutz mi'abayis l'famim, this will ensure that our travels, When we leave our home at different times, yihye hakol letoiva, it'll all be for good. Ki b'chol pam tzrichen lechadesh daitoi u'moichoi, because a Jew has to renew their thinking, their das, all the time. Shehu b'chinas hischachos kedushas beisoi, which corresponds to renewing the holiness of the home. Sheshom hamshochas hachochma kanal, from which the person is drawing this chochma. Kize ikerma sheshem yisborach mesavevim ha'odom kama golius v'tiltulim ledrochim. And this is one of the main reasons why Hashem creates circumstances that people have to leave their home and travel, whether it's for business or lahavdil to go learn Torah, or for whatever reasons people are making these trips and travel, Shem, that a person has to leave their home, ki ikar kedushas ha'odom b'soich beisoy, because the main standard holiness of a person is in their home. When the person comes into the house, coming in from the outside is usually refers to as the place of the sitrachra, the klipas. Person comes into their home with its mezuzahs, with its sfarim, with its kosher food, with its shalom bayis. As the pasuk says, "Ketiferes Odom Losheves Bayis," like the beauty of a person residing in a home. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, "Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha," fortunate to those who live in the house. So we see that the house is the main center of kedusha for a person. Vezeh Kol Shevach Yaakov Avinu. And this is the great praise that the Torah praises Yaakov Avinu, Shehoyo Ish Tom Yoshev Oyholim. He was sincere and pure, and he lived in the tents. He didn't run around in the streets. Hefech Esav, the opposite of brother Esav, Shehoyo Yodea Tzayid Ish Sodeh, whom the Torah describes as a hunter who was always out in the forests, in the fields, in the jungles. Sheshom basode bachutz kol hakilkulim v'hapigomim mitzuyim. There, out in the fields, outside, is where all problems and all sins are prevalent. Bechinas, as we find the pasuk in Chumash Devarim, where it speaks about a man attacking a woman, and it says ki basode mitzoho, he found her out in the field. Bechinas noifel basode, And as the Torah speaks about a person who gets killed out in the field, and as the Arizal in his Sefer Shara Psukim in Parsha Shmois has a whole major discussion about this, describing the Kiddusha and the Sitrachra, and showing that the Kiddusha is inside, the Sitrachra is outside. And one of the forms of outside is referred to as Basodeh. And over there he speaks about Esav HaRosha, that when Yitzchak Avinu was about to pass away and he was going to give brachos, Yaakov Avinu comes to him at first, and Esav goes out into the field to hunt. Aval afal pikein, however, despite all of this, afilu ish ha-Yisraeli, shehumi sitra de Yaakov, even though the house is the main center of Kedusha, and outside is a place generally associated with the Sitra Achra, despite that, even a religious Jew, shehumi sitra de Yaakov, who is from the side of Yaakov Avinu, shehayetzorech leishe beveisoi va'aholoi tomid, who should be inside in his house, in his tent all the time, sheshom ikra kedusha, that's where the holiness is, afal pikein, despite that, behechrech sheyetze lechutz lefomim, a person must leave home at times, v'hakoel letoiva, and all of it is really for the benefit of the person, bishvil hischachus, in order for the person to renew themselves. When a person is in the same place all the time, it loses its specialness. When a person leaves home and comes back into the house, Baruch Hashem, like we came home. There's no place like home to those people who appreciate their homes. So again, this leaving the house and coming back is for the sake of his chachos. It's an opportunity for the person to experience this renewal. Bibchinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says, Zako manda'ayel venofik. Fortunate is the person who goes out and comes back in. Shezeo b'chinas klal hayeridois v'ho'aliois shel kol echad miYisrael. This also represents all of the ups and downs that every single Jew experiences. Ki hayerida bishvil ho'aliyah. The reason why the person is going down is in order to renew themselves, in order to have a new aliyah. B'chinas yerido tachles o'aliyah. Aval kol ze tolui be'emunah shlema. However, in order for a person to experience all of this in the way that we're describing here, it requires complete faith, al yedei hiskarvus letzadikim amitiyim. And the only way that a person can be zeuchet to that kind of faith is by coming close to true tzadikim, who are the epitome of this emunah, v'tzadik be'emunah soyichyeh, sheyesh lehem ruach nevuah. We're talking about tzaddikim who are on the level where they have this divine spirit of Hashem, shemamshichim emunas chidish olam al kol echad b'shleimus b'chol yoyim echadosh. And these tzaddikim draw perfect faith in the newness of the world on every single person, every single day anew, renewing this faith every single day. Ad shezoichen lahamshech al atzmoi kedushas chidush olam shelo osid b'chol yom, to the point where each person who comes close to a true tzaddik of this type is able to draw upon themselves the holiness of the chidush olam of the future. We're able to draw that upon ourselves every single day. Just like a person looks forward, we're told that from Sunday a person is supposed to be looking forward to Shabbos and connecting with the Shabbos that's coming, here also, while we're in this world, in order to survive and in order to succeed, a person has to draw on the Kedusha of the Chiddush Olam of the future. Ki tzrichin leida ulahamin shekol ma shoivra lo'odam achol yom achayiz chol shor hakol hu chidushim nifloim shel haboirei hayochid hakadmon yisborach. A person has to know and believe that everything that I'm going through every single day and every single hour and every single moment is all new. It's a new creation of Hashem, the one and only. Shechidei sholomo yesh me'ayin hamuchlot, who created the world anew, something from complete nothingness, בשביל האדם הבעל בחירה. And the main reason for the creation of the entire world and everything in it is for the sake of man who has free choice. כדי שיזכה לרב טוב הצפון של חידש העולם לעשה. So that we can be zoicha to that incredible goodness that's hidden away and reserved in the new world of the future. V'alkein oifer olav mash oifer. And that's why every single one of us has to go through what we go through. V'kifi ha'odom u'kifi ha'yoyim u'kifi ha'mokoyim. This is relates to every individual person and wherever they're at and whatever and at a given time. All kinds of variations going on. V'hakoil b'shvil b'chinas ischachesanal. And the underlying purpose of all of it is that we should be new every day. Life shouldn't be boring. There's news every day. There's everything is renewed every day. Umi she'eino noifel idei zikna v'yosha noishan chas v'shon kanal. And a person who doesn't allow themselves to fall into old age, to get old, and just assume that everything is the same, nothing ever changes, everything is the same, nothing's gonna change, that kind of attitude. Yochol hischadesh b'chol pam l'toiva. A person who doesn't fall into that kind of zikna has the ability to be new and fresh and young all the time for their benefit. Afilu im yavar olav ma, even if they're going through tremendous difficulties. Vohikar, however, one of the critical factors, possibly the most critical factor in being able to do this is alidei hiskarvus letzadikei emes ulesifrei magdoshim. It requires coming close to true tzadikim and learning their sforim. Shezochu lehischadesh b'shleimus b'chol yoyim. These tzadikim who are zochet to renew themselves every single day. Alidei kedushas Eretz Yisrael, by connecting to the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. V'ze b'chinas b'shivtecha b'veisecha u'v'lechtecha v'aderech. And this explains why in the Shema we mention both. Connecting to Hashem when I'm living in my house and when I'm traveling. Ki behechrich sheyetze ha'odom en abayis. Because a person must leave their house sometimes. Sheshom kol kedushosoy. And the house is where the main kedush of the person is. His wife, his children, his sforim, every... Ukisheyetze min abayis tzorech shiyaniach yodo el hamezuzah. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when a person is leaving their house, they're supposed to lift up their hand and touch the mezuzah. Lahamshich al atzmoy kedushas hamezuzah kedosha, thereby drawing upon oneself the holiness of the mezuzah, shehi kedushas emunah kedosha, which is the holiness of faith in Hashem, because that's what's inside the mezuzah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Lahamshicho al atzmoy gam b'chutz, to draw it upon oneself, even when I'm going to be outside. Kol zman heyose bachutz, as long as I'm going to have to be outside the house. Hein lefi shor, whether it's a short exit, hein be'eze derech mamish, or a person going on a long trip. Ve'oz baderech she'ein by mezuzah. Then when a person's traveling on the road, where there are no mezuzahs, mamshich al atzmoy kedusha su'emuna, alidei b'chinas sukkah, the way that we draw upon ourselves the holy faith in Hashem is by having performed the mitzvah of sukkah. Shehi shoyresh kedushas habayis. That's the source from which our homes draw their holiness. Shemegino al ha'odom baderech, which protects the person while they're in transit, while they're traveling. V'yor zoyche alidei aderech daiko, and a person connecting to the mezuzah, connecting to the sukkah, being close to tzaddikim, and having this hischacha, through this the person is zoicha by traveling to renew their moyach, to renew their thought process. Shehu kedushas beisoy, which also refers to the holiness of the home, al yedei zeh daika, through the traveling. Kizeh klal, because this is a very important rule. Shetanug tmidi einoi tainug. A pleasure that's constant, that doesn't change at all. A person having the same pleasure all the time is not so pleasurable. It loses its pleasure. Alkein, therefore, his chachus hamoichin, hualidei b'china sheina tchila. Therefore, the renewal, the way a person renews their whole thinking is by going to sleep first, the brain shutting down. Shehi b'chinas masa umatan. And Rabbeinu Zal shows in a chapter in the Likutei Moran, I believe it's chapter 35, where there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about different types of sleep. Sleep being taking a break from intense learning, deep connection to Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal says that one form is going into bed and closing one's eyes and going to sleep. Another form of sleep is masa umatan, a person going out to do business. That's taking a break from the deep intensity of the person's connection to the Torah when they're learning. Bechinas yetzia laderech, going out on a trip. It's obvious that Rav Nosson Zal was writing this during his own travels. When you read about Rav Nosson Zal's life, he spent quite a bit of time traveling to Rabbeinu Zal's students to inspire them, to motivate them, to raise money, to build the shul in Uman, to raise money to publish the Sforim, and also during the terrible times when Rav Nosson Zal was exiled from his home, when he had to leave his home, he wasn't allowed to be in the city of Breslov as a result of the major opposition that he had at the time. Interesting that we're learning this also right before many people are planning on traveling, some traveling to Uman, some traveling to Miron, different people traveling to their Rebbes, people traveling to their parents or relatives, fiyantif. And Rav Nosson Zal giving us a whole deep insight regarding the whole issue of leaving home, going outside, whether it's again going down the block or any major trip. Paragraph Chav Dalid, Vizib, and Rav Nosson Zal is showing us how to make everything into something special. Person goes out to buy some, come back to the house, nothing changed, nothing. If nothing changed, you didn't learn Likutei Halachos. If you learned Likutei Halachos, you know that one of the reasons why Hashem created the world in such a way that you have to go to the store or you have to go leave the house is so that when you come back, you can feel a newness. I'm coming into my new house. What do you mean new house? You're living here 10 years. So what? But I left and I'm coming into the house. My new house, my new wife, my new children, my new desk, my new kitchen. Everything new every time a person leaves and comes back. And again, it's all a mindset. A person has the proper mindset. Two people going through the same experience. One person is singing and dancing, and the other person is boo, boo. Why boo? Because nothing going on. Anything going on? No, nothing going on. What do you mean nothing going on? You left the house and you came back. So what is that? That's nothing. It's not nothing. Rav Nosson Zal is teaching us the secret of his chachos, that every time a person leaves their house and comes back, brand new, new home. Paragraph Chav Dalit, v'zeo b'chinas klal golius Yisrael. And this is also the whole story about the Jewish people being exiled, being thrown out of our country. Shenizgarashnu me'artzeinu mi'beis mikdoshenu, beis chayenu l'chutz l'aretz. That we were exiled from our land, from our beis hamikdosh, from the center from which we drew life, and exiled into chutz l'aretz. Shenechshav she'anu shoichvim b'chutz mamish. And being outside of Eretz Yisrael, not having the Beis HaMikdosh, it's considered as if we're sleeping in the streets. We're out in the street. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, Tishtapechno avnei kodesh b'roish kol chutzos. The holy stones were scattered outside. V'kimat ovdo tikvosenu chas v'shom. And there are times when it seems as if all hope is lost. of ever returning to our real glorious times. Lule Hashem Ezra Salanu, were it not for Hashem helping us, Shesheleach Lanu Bechol Pan Tzadikei Emes, that Hashem is sending us all the time true tzaddikim, Shehim Bechinas Roish Bayis, whom the Zohar HaKadosh refers to also in the word Bereishis. Bereishis means Roish Bayis, the head of the house. That's a term that's used to describe the tzaddik. Shemalam Demoisonu Gam Bechutz. These tzaddikim are teaching us Torah even outside. Dehainu bebechinas chutz laretz, even outside of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Shegam shom nimshach aleinu k'tushas Eretz Yisrael, k'tushas abeis hamikdosh. And these tzaddikim are able, even in chutz laretz, to draw upon us the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of the beis hamikdosh. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, vo'ehi lohem lemikdash miat, that Hashem says, even when we won't have the real beis hamikdosh, will have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. V'ha'ikar, the main requirement for this is al-yidei ho'emunah k'doysha, true holy faith, shemamshichem aleinu, which these tzaddikim draw upon us, al-yidei ruach kodshon, through their holiness, through their holy connection to the divine spirit of Hashem. V'ha'idei zeh he'machnisen oysonu b'chol pam mi'chutz lefnim. And by these tzaddikim infusing us with this emuna and connecting us to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash, through this they're always bringing us from outside, inside. Lebechinas bayis, to the bayis, shehu kedushas HaBeis HaMikdash, the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash, kedushas haTorah, shemascheles bebayis, the holiness of the Torah, which begins with the letter bayis, the word bayis. Bereishis bara lekimes hashemayim esaretz, Shehi emunas chidish olam. And that first sentence in the Torah is also where we declare that we believe that Hashem created the world anew. Shezeh ikar kedushas habayis. And that's that's where the real holiness of our homes comes from. Shaydezeh nechnosen michutz lefnim. It's through this that we were able to go from outside inside. Umi sheyischazek bozeh. And a person who will be strong in this emuna, in this connection to the tzaddikim, yizke sheyisapech kol hagolos l'toiva. That person will be zoche that all of their travels and all of their exiles will all be for their benefit. It'll be a yirida tachles v'aliyah. Kal yidezeh nizke lebinyan habayis la'osid behischachos nifla. This is what will prepare us for the ultimate building of the future bias with incredible newness. Ki oz yeh ikar ha-hischachus letoivo b'shleimus nifla. Because that's when we're going to experience what the word new really means in the most incredible way. Kama shekosuv, hineni oise chadosho ato tzitzmach. The pasuk says, describing Hashem says, I am going to make something totally new. V'chein harbe, and there are many other psukim like this in the Navi, describing the Yeshua in the future. It's interesting that we're learning this paragraph now, because one of the questions that people ask the Breslovers regarding Rosh Hashanah is, a person who's living in Eretz Yisrael, how is he allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Uman, to go? And Rav Nosson Zal showed us in this paragraph that the whole mission of the tzaddik is taking people from chutz to pnim, from outside bringing us inside, from chutz bringing us into the bayis. The tzaddik is the one who through his ruach hakodesh, he has the strongest connection to the Beis HaMikdash, to Eretz Yisrael. Even, there's a pasuk, tzaddikim yirshu eretz, tzaddikim inherit Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal use that pasuk to refer to the gravesite of the Baal Shem Tov, that the place, the kever of the Baal Shem Tov, the kever of a tzaddik, is Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. It's the aspect of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So when a person is going, leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Uman, they're going there in order to get to Eretz Yisrael, in order to experience the real Eretz Yisrael, in order to renew, to get a new connection to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol zeh hu b'klal Yisrael. Everything we spoke about here applies to the entire Jewish nation as a whole. V'chein hu b'protius b'chol adam b'chol zman. And it also applies to each and every individual person during every different time in their life. Shekol ho'aliyos v'yeridos. All of the ups and downs. U'bishas ha'yerido hu b'chinas v'nofik. And we know Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 6 on Likutei Moran, where he speaks about aliyos and yeridos. When a person is in a state of yerida, they're referred to as going out. They left the kedusha. B'chinas uvelechtecha v'aderech, like when a person is traveling, sheyotzei lachutz mibayis, the person leaves their bayis, shehu gvul hakedusha, which represents the boundaries of holiness, the center of holiness in a person's life, which should be their home. U'keshehu mischazekos al yidei toikef emunosoi, and when the person encourages themselves, even though I'm not in the house, even though I don't have my sforim, I don't have my mezuzah, I'm outside. The person encourages themselves through their major emuna, emuna in Hashem, emuna in the tzaddik, emuna in the power of the mezuzah. When I left the house, I kissed the mezuzah. She'ein shum yush ba'olam, that there's no such thing as a person getting lost completely. And the person believes that Hashem does new wonders every single day. And everything will eventually turn around for the good. Through the power of the true tzaddikim, who was to incredible newness all the time. Azai zoiche shahayirida hi tachlis valiya. If a person does this, then their yirida will result in a major, major aliyah. Kalidei hayirida b'chinas v'nofik, aydei zeh daiko yischadesh moichoi v'datoi. Because as a result of the yirida, as a result of the person leaving, going out, that's going to renew their whole thinking, their whole thought process, their whole life. And the person will come back into their home like a new person, a brand new person. And therefore, every single time when a person comes back into the house from outside, the person has to place their hand on the mezuzah, and to draw upon themselves the holiness of the mezuzah, shehi kedushas habayis, which represents the holiness of the house, mechodosh, anew, brand new. K'moy shebechol shana yoytze mibayis l'sukkah, just like on an annual basis, every year we leave the house, we go out into the sukkah, kedei l'chadesh kedushas beisoy, in order to renew the holiness of our home. And it's from the home that a person draws the holiness to renew my whole moyach, my neshama, my thoughts. Shehu kedushas beisoy, which is also referred to as the holiness of the house. Bechol tseisoy uvoyoy, every time that the person goes out and comes back. Shezeo bechinas beshivtecha beveisecha uvelechtecha vaderech. And this is the meaning of this sentence, these words that we say in the Shema, when I'm in my house and when I'm traveling. Whereby Rabbeinu Zal warned us that at home and when we're traveling, to speak about, the Torah commands us to speak about the Torah, to speak about Emunah when we're at home or when we're traveling. You will speak about the Torah, the Shivtecha Beveisech, when you're at home and when you're traveling. The word Bom, the Beis, is the first letter of the written Torah, Bereishis. The Mem is the first letter of the oral Torah, Me'emosai Koranes Hashma B'Yarvis. And now, Rav Nosson Saleitz, paragraph Chafei, V'zeh B'chinas Ma'shelefo'omim Nizgareish Echod Mi'beisoi Le'ezezman. And this will explain why sometimes an individual gets exiled from their home. They're forced to leave their home for a period of time, as Rav Nosson Zal experienced when you read about his life. But afterwards, he returns to his home, and it's all really for the person's benefit. Rav Nosson Zal, a person who reads the story of his life and reads the difficulties that he went through, and you see he had the das to be able to interpret it all in a positive way, to use it all to motivate and inspire himself to become more religious, closer to Hashem, closer to the tzaddik. Paragraph Chavov, v'zeh b'chinas mizmor shir chanukas habayis sho'imrem b'chol yoyim. And this explains why we recite this particular chapter of Tehillim every single day. The song about the renewing a new home, a new house. Sho'imrem b'chol yoyim. Ki b'chinas chanukas habayis, shi b'chinas chanukas habayis hamikdosh, shi b'chinas hischachus hamoichin, tzrichin lahamshich b'chol yoyim mechodosh. Because this concept of a new house, a new base, the new base hamikdosh, which means also new moichin. Because the Gemara says, whoever has das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were built during their time. So when we use the term Beis HaMikdash, we're also referring to our moyach, our das, which we have to draw a renewal of this every single day anew. V'al kein, mazkirin shom b'yoyser me'inyan ha'hischaskus. And therefore, if you look at chapter 30 in Tehillim, this chapter, Mizmor Shir Chanukas, you see that there's incredible words of encouragement. Shemishapchem Hashem Yisbarach, whereby we're praising Hashem and thanking Hashem, Shehoyo Be'ezroi, who helped us, lehischazek, to be able to remain strong, v'levli lipoil b'shum oifen, and not, never to fall, chas v'shom. If you take a look at that chapter of Tehillim, that whole chapter is speaking about this. As it says, Hashem, Hashem, I praise you because you lifted me up. You didn't allow my enemies to rejoice at my downfall. Hashem, Hashem, you lifted me up from the lowest places. You gave me life from falling into the deep ditches. And the concluding words of that paragraph are, Hashem, you turned everything around completely. You turned around my eulogies into singing and dancing. Because all of the yiridos, all the struggles and difficulties that a person experiences, if they have the emunah, and if they're zecher to come close to tzaddikim and to be connected to the Torah, everything will turn around to their benefit. And this is why that paragraph concludes with the words, Laman yizamercha chavoid veloyidoim. So that we will always be singing your honor, Hashem, about your honor and respect, and we won't be silent. Ki ikar biror hu emuna, hualidei tikun hakovoid. Because as Rabbeinu Zal shows there in chapter 8, in the second half of Likutei Moharan, that one of the main ingredients and components in order to be in order to clarify faith in Hashem is the tikun of kovoid. Shemishom nimshach haruach nevua. That's where prophecy really originates from the anane hakovoid, as we showed earlier. Vezehu leman yizamercha. And this is why it says there, so that we're going to sing. It doesn't say we're going to daven, it says we're going to sing. Yizamercha daika, bechinas zemer v'shir, shehu nigun hamuskar sham. This refers to the special song that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there at the end of that chapter on Likutei Moharan, Sheyisar Lo'ased, the song that's going to be initiated in the future, Be'ez Chidush Olam, and we're going to have that new world, that song that's going to be played on the harp of 72 strings. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in Likutei Moharan, Shezeh Iker HaTikun VaHatikvo Shel Kol Echad. And this is the main solution and the hope of every single Jew, to be zeicha, to achieve all the things we learned about in this halacha, to connect with the tzaddikim, with the Torah, this hischachus, the emuna, all the different things we spoke about. Paragraph Chav Zayin. B'zeh, now we understand an incredible medrash, where the medrash says that after Yaakov Avinu acquired the birthright from Esav, it says that Esav ate, he ate the lentil soup, Vayokom, he got up, Vayelach, and he left, Vayivez Esav is Abchayra, and Esav insulted the birthright. Shekom v'holach v'loy mishek ha-mezuzah kimuva. Esav got up and left without kissing the mezuzah, as is brought in the Sefer Matzas Shimurim, Shar Mezuzah. Shekol ze nismach leposuk v'yakoy v'ishtom yoshev oyalim. And all of that, that whole story, is written near where the Torah defines Yaakov Avinu as the one who is inside, the one who lives in the tents. The Isa b'Yalkut Horuveni, and it's brought in the Medrash, Yalkut Horuveni, Shezehu Soid Mezuzois, that this is the secret of the word Mezuzois. We mentioned this a few shiurim ago, Shehu Bechinas Emes, that the word mezuzois is actually the word emes. You have the mem in the beginning, the tuf at the end, and the letters zayin vav, 7 plus 6, 7 plus 6 is 26, which is the letter aleph. The letter aleph has three parts to it, a yud on top, an upside down yud on bottom, and a vav, the diagonal vav in the middle. So the Zohar Kodesh says that the word mezuzois is the word emes in code. Ayin shom dovar nifla. Take a look over there in Yalkut HaRuveni, this incredible chiddush. Ki kol pegam Esav, hu shehoyo ish sodeh. Because the whole pegam of Esav is that he was outside. He was not inside. He was chutz, man of the field. Shehu hefech kedushas habayis, which is the opposite of the holiness of a Jewish home, shekavu aboy mezuzah, which has that mezuzah at the entranceway. Shehu bechinas Yaakov ish tom yoshev oyolim, which represents Yaakov Avinu, who is called emes, titein emes liyakov. He is tom, he is complete. He's the one who lives inside the tents. V'ikar hapigam sheloi nishek hamezuzah. And the main sin of Esav was that he didn't kiss the mezuzah. A person hears this and they say, this sounds like the most absurd, ridiculous thing in the world. It's not even one of the tari. You'll hear the certain people, it's not one of the tari of mitzvahs. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch, anything about kissing the mezuzah? Haynu shelo himshech al atzmoy kedushas ha-mezuzah. This means that he didn't draw upon himself the holiness of the mezuzah, kisheyotzo lachutz la-sodeh, when he went out to the fields to murder and rape and steal. Ki ish ha-yisraeli shu misitra de Yaakov ish tom, because a Jew who comes from Yaakov Avinu, who is called ish tom, afilu kisheyotze lachutz, even when he goes outside, maniach yodo el ha-mezuzah, places his hand upon the mezuzah, vayideze mamshich kedushas ha-mezuzah, and through this, the person draws upon himself the holiness of the mezuzah to accompany him throughout that whole time that he's outside of the home, alidei koyach kedushas sukkah, as a result of the holiness of the mitzvah of sukkah also, shehu gamkein bechinas Yaakov, which is also related to Yaakov Avinu, bechinas, as it says clearly in the pasuk, veYaakov nosa sukkosa. Yaakov Avinu traveled to Sukkos, Vayiven Loibayis, and built a home. The canal, as we discussed earlier. Avol Esav, Hahepech Mikol Zeh, whereas Esav is the opposite of all of this. Kishiyotze Lachutz, Einoi Maniach Yodo El HaMezuzah. When he goes outside, he doesn't put his hand on the mezuzah. Ki Ein Lo Yemuna, because he has no faith. V'alkein Hu Ish Soder Mamish. And therefore the Torah defines him as man of the field. That's his place. Ki Esav b'chinas pegam mezoina de gufa, Shehu hepech mezoina de nishmasa. Because as Rabbi Nizal discusses in the beginning of that chapter in the Kutumran, chapter 8, which this halach is based on, there Rabbi Nizal speaks about food for the soul food and body food. A tzaddik eats, there's a pasuk, tzaddik oichel esoy v'nafshoy. A tzaddik eats to satisfy his soul, his nefesh. And Esav eats purely for play. Esav, when he ate the lentil soup, it says he said to Yaakov Avinu, halitenina, shovel it into my mouth. He doesn't eat with a spoon, he eats with a shovel. Shehu bechinas hakoil koil Yaakov. Mezoina de nishmasa refers to the voice of Yaakov Avinu, as Rabbi Nizal says there. Shaydeze yodoy oichezes ba'akez ve'esav, which is what empowers his hand to grab onto the bottom of the foot of Esav, not allowing him to carry out all of his evil plans. Kemavur kol ze ba'atoyra now. As Rabbi Nizal elaborates on all of this, in again, chapter 8 in the second half of Likud Imran. Shekol kedusha su'emuna nimshach halidei b'chinas hakoil koil Yaakov. That all of the holiness of our faith in Hashem and in the Torah and the Tzaddik all comes from the voice of Yaakov Avinu. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in Likud Imran, where Rabbi Nizal expounds on this. V'alkein kol pegam Esav al yidei achila. And therefore, where did Esav get messed up? With his eating. She'omar halitenina. Please shovel the food into my mouth. Like when they feed a camel that's going out on a long trip. V'alkein mekusher v'nismach yofe kol parshe zois al yidei kol anal. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on our halacha here, if you take a look in the Chumash at that whole discussion where the Torah defines Yaakov Avinu versus Esav, and it tells us who Yaakov Avinu was, who Esav was, and then it describes the whole story of Yitzchak Avinu giving the bracha to Yaakov Avinu instead of Esav, and then Yaakov Avinu, the acquisition of the birthright, all of that fits beautifully with Rabbi Nizal's chapter in Likut Imran. Everything connects perfectly. Baruch Hashem. Question in the chat that we have in Kabbalah, we have the term Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, a field of holy apples. And that refers to the Shechina, the Malchus, a place of great Moichin. So again, like everything, you have the side of Kedusha, you have the aspect of Kedusha. Rabbi Nizal, who stressed his Talmidim that one of the best places to achieve a deep closeness to Hashem is out in the field, going out into the fields for hispoitedus, for tefillah. And Esav, to Esav, the field is the exact opposite. And again, we have psukim in the Torah that speak about a field being a place where the woman was attacked, and a field being the place where we find a dead body and we don't know who murdered him, and we have the whole mitzvah of Egla Arufa. So you have both sides. You have the Sodeh. When Yaakov Avinu comes into Yitzchak Avinu to get the bracha, Yitzchak Avinu says, Re'ei Re'ach Beni, Kireach HaSodeh Asher Berachoy Hashem. I smell the aroma, the sweet aroma of Yaakov Avinu, and it smells like that field, the blessed field of Hashem. And it's brought that he was referring to the smell of Gan Eden. How did Yitzchak Avinu know what Gan Eden smells like? During the Akedah, Yitzchak Avinu's soul left him and went up to Gan Eden, and a switch took place there. That Yitzchak Avinu, originally his soul was a female type of soul, and there had to be, that's why he couldn't have children up until that point. And at that point, there was a switch, a change, to be able to receive a male soul. This is a deep concept that's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. And when Yitzchak Avinu smelled the clothing that Yaakov Avinu was wearing, remember, Yaakov Avinu went in dressed like Esav. What garments was he wearing? The garments that Esav had stolen from Nimrod. Right before Esav, when it says Esav came into the house tired, exhausted, because he just had a battle with one of the most powerful individuals in the world, the king Nimrod, and Esav killed him, and Esav took his garments, the Bigdei HaChamudos, the special, special garments, which had been passed down from the time of Adam HaRishon, and Nimrod had it, And then Esav acquired it. And Esav didn't trust anyone at all with those garments. Only when he trusted was his mother, Rivka. She was the one who kept it under lock and key. And when Yaakov Avinu was going to go in to get the brachos from Yitzchak Avinu, she told him, put on this clothes so that if your father smells you or if your father touches you, you'll feel like Esav. Esav was very hairy. Those garments were hairy, and Yaakov Avinu's skin was smooth. We said this very briefly. This is a whole discussion. Should be zeicha to appreciate our homes and our families, and be zeicha that our homes should be a Beis Hamikdash, a center of Kiddusha, a center for the Shechina, and by performing the mitzvah Sukkah, which in Yitz Hashem is going to be coming up soon, in the next month, the month of Tishrei, and by appreciating the mezuzahs on our homes and kissing the mezuzah when we leave the house, when we come into the house, we should be zeicha, it should be a shmirah for all of our travels, that when we leave the house, it should be yirida tachles v'aliyah, and be zeicha to see the building of the ultimate home, the Beis Hamikdash, with the coming of Moshiach, the binyan Beis Hamikdash, me'v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu. How can those who will stay at home on Rosh Hashanah still have this renewal? By going to shul, anytime you leave your house, or even when a person goes from one room to another room in the house. This message that Rabbi Nizal stressed so much, Rabbi Nizal raised his voice when he said, Alt Tormen et Zayin. Every time a person walks into a different room in their house, a person has to refill anew. My new house, this new room, I'm coming into a new room in my house.